All right, welcome everybody. This is the full moon call for March of 2013. It's the 27th. Full moon started this morning, Pacific time.
I think it was 2:27 or
2:27
like
a.m. or thereabouts. And so we've been feeling the energies for a day. We'll feel them today, probably tomorrow. Those of you who are sensitive might feel it for more than just the 3 days. Might feel it 3 days before and 3 days after. So it's actually a long process, the full moon energies. And we put out the unified whole frequency update, talking about these energies for what's coming through now after the summer, spring equinox energies that came through, which was a big gateway for all of us. And it's anchoring these new energies upon the Earth, bring them into ourselves physically so they can actually get into the Earth. They do hit the Earth, but we are essential components for the actual ascension process to become fully incorporated within Gaia as she becomes integrated with Terra Crista. And the more that we do on an individual basis, on being on, for example, calls like this, so thank you all for joining, the more it assists her and humanity in a much, much greater way than you can possibly imagine. So thank you for being here. We always start out by bringing in the unified whole. The unified whole is the essence of oneness that is totally clear and the most purified aspects that can be had. You've all heard of aspects. And different timelines include different aspects of our soul's essence. So those in the unified whole are in the purest aspects of love and light within the cosmic source of oneness. So we're going to bring them in. 000144000 unified whole online. 01234567891. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just take a deep breath. You should be feeling a frequency shift as we access those energies with our consciousness. We then call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, who represent the collective energies of bringing the I Am presence into our physicality. They are the teachers and the energies of the initiation process. We ask them to deliver to us the platinum net as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any lower thought form, frequencies, energies, experiences, interactions that we might have had that prevent us from fully participating in this call with our higher selves and our I Am presence. Just allow that to depart from you. And then we call upon the violet flame, overseen by Saint Germain, for transmutation of anything else that remains that we need to keep working on. And the pink flame. Pink flame from Paul the Venetian to fill in any areas that have been removed with regeneration of love and compassion so that we can do this process with as much grace and ease as possible. And then Lord Buddha bringing us the golden energy of Christ consciousness, the golden light from our earth star up through our heart, out through our crown to the soul star, so that the Earth star and Soul star spin simultaneously in a clockwise direction around us. This forms the Merkaba body of light, pyramidal-like structure above and below. And as the Soul star and Earth star spin simultaneously, we ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on the pyramid walls facing out, so that anything tries to enter while we're doing this work is reflected back to Source. And what we want to do is bring all this frequency and energy back down with us to the fifth dimensional frequency, because that's where we're trying to anchor our consciousness at this time in our physical bodies. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just breathe that in and then anchor it down into Gaia, all the way into the center of Gaia. And connect with her and her frequency. And here is Milarissi.
Thank you so much. And thank everyone for joining us tonight. As I shared, Lord Adama will be your guide. We're going to travel to Telos, which we've done this previously, and do the ceremony within the forest of Telos. We do a Wednesday night call, which he is the host of, so this is why it sometimes happens this way due to time elements. This full moon is within Libra into the sun sign of Aries. So there can be conflicting energy, but I try to look at it as a balancing energy, because Libra represents wanting to compromise, wanting to assist others, the nurturer, where Aries is the one that wants to take care of themselves. So we come into an energy pattern of allowing these energies to intertwine within us to create the balance that we need. It is so representative of what we experience with the spring equinox. I think we can all attest that the energies were very intense, depending on your personal pathway and what you needed to go through. But I believe each of us was hit with the timelines, the past thoughts and feelings being released, along with new ones coming in, so that we can walk forward through the doorway. So my goal tonight is to assist in facilitating that energy so that we can walk through the doorway and start to feel the balance that we've received. It's important for us to continually ground these energies, because if we don't, we're going to lose them, and then we're going to be caught in the duality and the density that is still occurring within this year. It is still very apparent. This planet has been in such darkness for such a long time. This is what we're fighting. And each of our timelines that we were not doing things as we would do them now are going to be coming up for us to address them and to change them, to bring that light into focus. We've got some powerful activations coming up this year, which we will be connecting on those times. We've got a lunar eclipse in another month, which is really another time for us to get deeper. And each time these activations happen, we're just going into our soul's history. We're really releasing the karma so that we can be the full totality of oneness that we truly want to be, from that high frequency of our I Am presence and our higher self. So it's going to be very exciting for us. The coming equinoxes, the changes in the seasons are going to be very effective, because we're in the year of synchronization. So it's only going to push us to get better and better within ourselves. So please know that each of us we are together in this. Each of us are feeling it differently because of our acceleration and where we are as a soul and within that mastery pathway. I've been on this pathway for almost 3 decades, and I've never felt the energies like I have, but I'm really happy that I could work as well as I did, especially with Dr. Joshua David Stone's work, to really get me to the point to be able to bring in these energies for everyone else. So we thank you so much for being with us, and to really accept as much as you can, and what you can't, just let it go, and work with your higher self. Talk to them, him or her. Talk to that essence, whether it's too strong for you. If you need some assistance, call upon some masters or light beings or your own guides to assist you through this process. We believe that tonight is going to be a very balancing energy to assist Noah, who is a Native American shaman woman that I connected with from Mary Summer Rain's books in the 1980s, is very prominent during these monthly activations of the full moon. So she'll be coming through and assisting us in how we can assist Gaia, because that's always been her focus of bringing forth the heaven and upon this earth. So let's get started. First, I'm going to ring the bowl. And during that, I ask everyone just to bring in your intention. What do you need the most this evening? It helps to form the energy of the group. And then we're going to bring in the oxytonal alignment, activate our Merkaba vehicles, body of light, and we're going to travel to Telos astrally. So just sit back and relax. If you have a tendency to fall asleep, just go with it, because that means your body needs the healing. You will receive the frequencies, and we will have a recording that you can listen later. Feeling frequencies of light and colors upon colors that will come into your Antarkarana bridge, which is the rainbow bridge from your I Am presence into your soul essence through the soul star. Breathe deeply and allow the energy to open up your chakra column so that you can fully house your higher self physically. And through the crown, just feel it spinning in a clockwise manner, coming down into the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and then it's going to spin through the limbs, into the feet, into the earth star. The earth star and the soul star now spin simultaneously. This creates a oxytonal alignment so that you create heaven and earth right within your heart, your thymus area, and your solar plexus. On the fifth dimensional chakra grid, they become one full chakra. So let's just intend that occurring right now. Feeling your higher self, feeling him or her being your defining energy. Let's activate the energies into the physical body through the shoulder joints, side meridians, hip joints, knees, ankles, and feet. The soul star and the earth star now spin simultaneously, creating your Merkaba vehicle of light, the double-pointed crystal. And then there'll be another double-pointed crystal that is activated from your heart and your solar plexus and your thymus that goes across, creating that Merkaba vehicle. You're inside the Merkaba with many colors upon colors that reflect all the rays of God and your chakras that you are activating. They can be in blue and green and yellows and lavenders and violets and deep purple and bright blue, and then going up into the higher realms of silvers and pearlescent and gold. Just breathe deeply and feel that as now you activate that energy. And you're going just to intend in this moment. Telos is beneath Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta, California, on the west coast of the United States of America. So let's just all intend that we arrive into the beautiful garden of Telos, which is at the lowest level of the city. Take a moment and just feel yourself walking through the garden. You may see children, you may see other Telosians that are greeting us. And we see Lord Adama coming forward to us, and then I'm just going to let him guide us into the ceremony. Greetings, dearest one. We are so very happy to have you with us in Telos. I am here. I am Lord Adama, the High Priest of Telos, with the Telosian Council of Light, which is our council, representing this is the energy that we bring in through Malarese because it is the highest focused frequency of my light. So I just want everyone to just take a breath and feel the beauty. We see the beautiful flowers. There's a waterfall in the distance. And just feel the pristine energy coming through your being. We're going to take a little walk. As we turn towards our right, you'll see a forest, woods. And there's a pathway through that forest and woods, and we're just going to talk and walk. As we are walking through the forest, notice the animals, what the greenery is like, what any other flowers there are. You may feel the elementals and the beautiful magic that is within this forest. Just take a moment. As we walk through the forest, it's a windy path through large redwoods, large pine and oaks that represent all of the upper earth, and feel the freshness of the forest. It is our time to understand one another. And I know many of you are so very interested in our life here in Telos. I truly want to extend to you our assistance because this is what we're going to be experiencing on the new earth. This is what we're going to be experiencing when Gaia meets Terra Christus, when the energies have shifted greatly, when people can fully incorporate these energies within their physical body. And that is why you are here. You are here to help us do this. We extend our knowledge, our teachings. We extend our hearts to you because we've all known each other in Lemuria and maybe Atlantis. It is our time to feel that remembrance, and this is what we want for this evening. We know that the shifting of the activation of the spring equinox truly has taken some individuals off their center. They have not been able to really focus in the way that they should have and the way that they have done previously. This is so very true because those old ways of being are being removed. And whatever you are experiencing personally is important to continually activate your higher self, your highest essence within your body if you're not already doing so. This takes a lot of practice because until your body can assimilate the higher frequencies through the cellular structure, all the organs, everything that has been within your etheric body is being activated within the physical. So please know this process can take a while. And the ability to fully actualize it within your physical self is magic. Right there. We can't say it even more. So I ask each of you to have compassion this evening. I ask you to just embrace where you've been and where you are now. As now we've come to our clearing in the forest, to the right you will see that there is a beautiful area where we come to meet all the tribal members around the globe to come into this space of oneness. It is a circle with a fire ceremony. There are seats all the way around. You will see crystalline structures, crystals, beautiful greenery, beautiful flowers. So just find your place around the circle. You may want to walk around clockwise a little bit to get a sense of where you want to sit, as we will bring in the energies of the teachings of the natives to truly reflect upon the direction and where you may be. So I will not be doing that. That's not my expertise, though I know much about it. We'll be bringing in the native elders to do that. But let's just sit and reflect for a moment. We have lit a beautiful fire. There are many souls here wanting to interact with you. There are natives from around the globe. So you may see different types of native energies, not just Native Americans, Aborigines, Celtics, many different tribal nations are coming together for the circle at this time, as each of you are coming together. Let us take a deep breath and reflect in this moment what you are feeling. And reflect, what has your days to this point been like? Let us think about the last full moon, if you can remember what it felt like, and then into the equinox. This first trimester of January, February, and March has been extremely challenging. But each of you have made it to be so, because your intention to wanting to be in oneness, to wanting to live in a lifestyle as we do here, is so strong. And the ability to fully incorporate these energies within yourself is a gift to each of us. Each of us experience life very similar on the Lemurian continent. And this is why so many want to experience this life. But it is not a place to run to, but it is a place of healing. It is a place of teaching. And we ask of you to join us in your meditations and sleep state. And just put your focus out to us of why you would like to come. And we understand what you have experienced. We would probably feel the same way. But believe me, you are the pioneers of the new earth. You are the ones that are opening up the pathways for others to follow. Most of you have been in Lemuria. Most of you, all of you, have been Lemuria or Atlantis. You chose to expire your life at that time so that you could take what you experienced from these timelines onto the earth. And you have spent many years of rebirth onto this earth plane to try and assist. And it wasn't until this time frame that availability was being given as a gift. It's been a large process. So I ask of you to still have patience, because it's absolutely necessary. No matter where you may be in these moments of your chakra system, of allowing yourself to understand more about what God's essence teaches us through the mastery pathway, and bringing that into focus into our beings, giving service, assisting others, but also receiving the abundance in return. That is so important. There are so many lessons that you have learned up to this point that we want to take this full moon ceremony to change those particles, those thoughts and emotions within you into the purification of your divine presence. Now, please know that this cannot happen all at once, but if we can assist you to fully feel the expression that you desire, practicing it and feeling it within yourself are just the beginning steps. But you must work with it every day. So as we sit around this beautiful fire with all these beams of light, let us reflect within ourselves the continuality of oneness within us. Oneness represents the ability to fully incorporate the light frequency within a physical body, to feel the beauty and love and remembrance of your highest essence, and not let the lower mind or the lower body be in control. The process of this is strong because of where you are and how far you have come. So let us try and make as many moments as possible to bring forth this beauty within our hearts. It is my divine pleasure as Lord Adama to be your host with the Telosian Council of Light within Telos in this moment. I will now step aside as the native energies will give you a beautiful ceremony that you deserve. Greetings in the light that we are. We come in group consciousness of the elders of the globe in this moment, only to initiate the energy. We will ask Michael to do service after we fully set the foundation here. Look at the fire within and see the reflection that is you. What do you see within yourself that you admire, that you embrace, and that you want to extend in illumination out to others? It's very essential in order to understand the continuation of healing that you understand where you are in each moment. I stand here as Noah, an old woman with great wisdom. I ask you in this moment to feel my essence, to feel the power of what I am only in God's light. As I reflect unto you this illumination of what you share to me, I look around at each of you in this moment and I see souls that are striving for the deepest part of their essence, to feel more of themselves, to want to not have to struggle, to want to see others accept the light as you bring forward in your life. The ability to express these desires in society and not be judged. To see the animals grazing, to see the beauty of the lands, to see the essence of everything that is coming into our world to be expressed as it is intended to be. That has always been my desire. My desire to see individuals such as yourself growing and molding into the being that you are. We are in a very powerful time. We are in a very powerful time of dissension, of duality, and understanding how that does not fit the role of the day. You are seeing within your hearts what you do not like. So you step into the light. Deeper and deeper. You step into the light and allow the essence that you are to fully be within you. To allow yourself to feel the totality of the love and the joy and the great inner power as you walk through your day. This is what I choose to see. I see at this spring equinox that each of you that are within us today are incorporating this essence. It warms my heart to see it happen. So I desire to assist as bestly as I can by sharing with you my heart's desire through this essence. Change does not come easily. Change comes with great struggles. But within those struggles are great triumphs. So I ask you in this moment to fully allow your triumph to be within you. Dearest Grandmother Moon is awaiting for our releasement upon this planet so that the lands can be cleared, so the skies can be beautiful, so that all that represents the continuality of light and expression within the lands, within the waters, within the mountains and the seas, to come into complete harmony with each other. But first, every individual must allow it to be within them. So I ask you to look at the fire right now to see the burning embers. And within the burning flames, allow yourself to see reds and oranges, violets, and the deepness colors that you've ever seen expressed of the golden flame that represent the ability to transmute, the ability to change, to feel your passion, to allow it to come fully within you in with the Christ that we are of the golden flame. Feel this now, allowing the purging to occur, allowing the purging to occur, and put it into the flames in this moment. I ask you to listen to the drum. As you listen to the drum, feel your heart expanding as the power of the releasement is moving through you. As I'm drumming, as many other elders are doing the same around the circle, allow the drum to vibrate the emotions, the parts of yourself that you don't like and then purge them into the fire with your breath. I see the changes in the flame. The changes in the flame as allow the energies to shift. We call upon the energies of the East, of a new beginning. Embrace the new beginning of your mental level, of allowing your higher self to be the mental level. Feel those energies of the eagle. As the eagle flies, feel you rising to the next mountain, flying deeply. We then call upon the energies of the South representing your emotions, allowing the coyote to help you laugh at what you have been experiencing. Laugh deeply through the process. Then we call upon the energies of the West, of the bear. He is now out of his cave, just as you are. You have been in a cave for the last 3 months. Allow that expression to move into the fire. Then we go to the energies of the North, of your spiritual essence, your I Am presence fully activating. Take a moment in this time element to allow the expression of your I Am to fully be with your higher self. Feel this frequency of light coming down upon you. Feel it expand within you. Now feel the expression that is occurring within your heart. Feel the masculine and the feminine divine intertwining within you. This will help you with the balance that is necessary this full moon. It will help you to understand that what you do not like, you need to remove. What you want to bring forth, accept it in this moment. This will assist you in taking care of the self and taking care of everything else around you, for finding the balance within you. Take a deep breath and feel this essence of the beauty that is occurring. This next month, until the eclipse, is going to be a process for many individuals. So it's important for you to constantly take moments within yourself through this essence. Allow yourself to receive and allow yourself to give, but not in obsessive amounts for either. Feel the balance of the swirling light. As we look above, we see the beautiful essence of this beautiful forest and the growth that is occurring within the forest. Allow yourself to create gentleness through this essence. feel the ability to fully accept your divinity in this moment. This is the only element that you need to think about, is to fully have balance of your divine self. Let us take a breath and feel these essences of change, as now the fire changes into the beautiful light of the golden, representing the Christ consciousness. I ask of you to look deep within yourself. When something does not align with what you are feeling, remove it, because the illumination that you are putting out will come back to you. So it's imperative to constantly change the thoughts and the emotions as you're going through these processes. Remember, you are holding this light for the planet. That is a lot to have to deal with. And then you are also taking care of your own needs, your own wants, your own desires, and removing the parts that you thought were part of you. You are being twisted and turned in many different directions. But allowing yourself to have this light upon you and within the earth is assisting the totality of this planet so deeply. Let us take a moment and just breathe through that essence. Feel the elementals. Feel the forest friends here. Feel the trees. Feel the stones. There's a stone in front of you. Pick this crystal or gemstone up and hold it to your heart. It is for you. It is for what you need in this moment. I, as no eyes, am deeply honored to be able to see the evolvement of this light upon the planet so deeply. It is in increment, but it is occurring. It is not stagnant, it is moving. The quantity of individuals is very small, but the power of the ones like yourself that are holding it within themselves is beyond measure of God's light. Continue what you are doing. Go deeper into yourself, and you will see that your work is not for naught, but it truly is going to allow the growth to occur. You are at a growing stage. So allow the new timelines. Allow the new essences. Allow the parts of yourself that you know you want to accept to come into you. Expand your arms out to the sun and the moon, onto the earth and the sky, and allow all the beings of light to assist you in this process. We are deeply honored that you are traveling in this manner unto this time of creation. I give you my heart of blessings, of wonderment, and beautiful moments of excitement unto each of you. I embrace you deeply, as so many others are doing the same. It is my honor to be here with you as Noadis. Aho, Metalianagwe Isis. Aho.
We come to you with a message from the elders. We wish to greatly honor No Eyes. What she represents, the silvery light of the full moon, the essence of the feminine knowledge of the ancestors, We want each of you to realize that in the times of the natives and all the ancestral tribes, what is it that you think enabled them to have stability and balance in their personal lives and in their lives as a community? It was that they did not forget. What Noah has spoken of tonight to each of you is something that needs to be remembered. How much ceremony do you take in your modern lives? You may think in your minds that when we perform these ceremonies and when we perform them in the tribal ways, that it was because we were not interested in other things. And this is not true. We knew the importance of holding the ways, of keeping to the traditions, and of honoring the ceremonies. The moon represents so many things. It represents beauty. It represents an essence of etherealness, of delicateness. Grandfather's son can be very forceful, can burn, can scorch. But Grandmother Moon always brings in an essence of gentleness and illumination. Yes, Grandfather's son illuminates in your day. But it is an illumination you take for granted. Grandmother Moon reminds us every day and every night that there is a change. Grandfather's son seems constant all the time. We want you to be aware of this change. And that is what we did. We honored the changes within us. We remembered that every day we were not the same and that we were progressing through our month and taking time to notice who we were and what we did. Because if we did not take the time to notice who we were, what we were doing, how we were conducting ourselves within ourselves and with each other, we would have lost it. We would have not been able to hold on to those traditions, hold on to those energies that kept us as a community. These are the aspects of yourself. For you, each and every one of you, have walked as one of us. Why do you think you would be attracted to attend the full moon ceremony if this were not true? We want each of you to remember each day that you change just as the moon, and that you can illuminate that which is within you every month and rejoice in it, because you forget. You forget to rejoice. You forget to take those changes and acknowledge them as something that is incredibly beautiful and as powerful as Noah's has expressed with Grandmother Moon. Always honor your illumination. Take the time to do so. This will be your anchoring guide. This will assist our Mother Earth so greatly in these times. We thank you. Aho.
Let's all take a deep breath. You see, many Tolosians, children handing out flowers. You see one of the children coming to you, giving you a beautiful bouquet. Notice what the colors are and the kind of flowers that you are receiving. This is truly what you need to bring into your body, your mind, your spirit. And feel the beauty that you are with the flowers. Hold them to your heart. They represent the joy. They represent the ability to feel joy, to express joy. This will bring forth the creation of balance. And feel your mental thoughts now of your masculine divine, with your emotional feelings of your feminine divine coming into balance within you. The spring equinox represented the threefold flame. Let's activate that threefold flame, allowing the love of the feminine, the power of the male, the masculine, and the wisdom together of your I Am presence. Feel this being fully activated within you, as now we're going to receive a blessing from White Buffalo Catwoman. Blessings, my children. I am White Buffalo Catwoman. Thank you. The beauty of your light and your extension of your love is being so deeply impressed and integrated within you in this moment. I see it. It is reflecting to me. I feel the sparkles of light. I feel joy. I feel angels singing. I see beautiful elementals dancing around each of you, feeling the existence of this beautiful Tolosian forest. Reflect upon this, because this is what you will experience very soon. It is not immediately. It may take a few years. But this is what you are moving to. And the more that you can bring this into yourself and share it with the land that you walk on, the more it will be received unto you. It will be receptive of these elements, because you're bringing them in from your highest essence. The angels that you are, the beautiful beings of light, the frequency of light that we all were at the time of creation, the creative source of oneness, now beaming upon us with the beautiful sun coming down, and feel the rays of this light. The Divine Mother and the Divine Father God are the spokesbeings for this light. Allow each of us to feel this beauty. I ask you now, what is it that you deeply need for your continued happiness and success in this moment? I want you to give it to me as I share with you the ability of the smoke and the pipe. Let us all take the pipe in your hand as I share it with you and express to me your prayers in this moment. Thank you. Let us all rise and put our hands upwards towards the sun, as the sun takes the smoke, and it intertwines within the ability to allow it to return back into you. Let us take a moment and feel this activation, this ability to receive. I am one with you. You are one with me. We are one together. One together. Onward, onward. Thou the one that we are, to shine into one another. Omni, 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 omni. Say, I receive this blessing unto me. I receive, I receive, I receive. Let us now bring the chant of awe into your heart. Vibration all the way down into your earth store. Allow it to spin into the earth. If you spin it into Gaia, she will hold it for you because it is coming. Allow the light to fully come in from the tips of your fingers. Allow it to flow into your body as you embrace the sun and the stars, the moon and the earth, the land, the forest, the trees, the waters, the expression of all that we are together. It is my pleasure to be with you as White Buffalo Calf Woman, expressing your prayers in your reality. Happy full moon. Happy full moon. It is I, Lord Adama, once again. Let us just take a moment. It is really beautiful to have these ceremonies within our forest. I thank Malarese as White Raven and Michael as
Great Star Spirit Eagle,
to have the ability to bring in these frequencies, because it is assisting us. We've never had this chance previously. And every time we have a ceremony here, it helps us to reflect on our times together as it was many, many years ago. My heart is open to each of you. Our hearts here, when we can fully experience moments such as this in a physical creation. We are deeply honored that you are taking this walk to be the pioneers, to fully allow these energies to run through you, to make the changes that are necessary, and allow us to have moments such as this of reflection of pure light, And to know that the time of struggle become less and less. It is my deepest pleasure, along with all the Telosians and the Council of Light, to express to you our blessing from Lemuria. Amaneya for each of us to come into the period of oneness together. Let us all rise. I thank you for joining us for this beautiful ceremony. Take with you your crystal and your flowers. Remember the crystal, hold it to your heart. Look at the flowers and see the beautiful beauty that you are. As they shine to you, your illumination that you give to us. We now file out of the circle with the many souls of the tribal nation, many beings upon beings. Embrace anyone that you feel a connection with in this moment, as we will now walk back down the pathway of the forest towards the garden. Take a moment and reflect what you are feeling so that you can bring this to you in your sleep state and join us back here in Telos for the next 3 days in this special ceremonial place. And just reflect and allow the energies to unfold within you. Because we want a connection with each of us just as much as you would like one with us. So we have it. We are in oneness. As we walk down the pathway, we see the garden. Just walk through the garden one more time. And now Malarese is going to guide you back into your physical body. Aluna. Aluna, Aluna, the calling of Telos to each of you. Okay, take a deep breath. Feel your earth star and your soul star spinning. And just make an intention at this point to remove your energies from Telos, going across the hemispheres into your present location. It may be just a blink of an eye, and allow yourself to be settled back down into your body. Allow the energy to get heavy in your legs and your feet so that you can ground these energies. You may want to tap your knees or your solar plexus or your heart or your crown to help you come back into full awareness. I thank Lord Adama, No Eyes, White Buffalo, Catwoman, and all the elders through Michael that have assisted us in this ceremony this evening. Their energies are becoming stronger because we're becoming stronger. And it is my pleasure to be able to extend their love through me. Happy full moon. Happy equinox. Blessings and love. If you would like to stay on the line, for those that did not mention your name, we would love to hear from you. Many blessings.
Thank you, everyone.